Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం ఏన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనూభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశాం శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రధాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరద్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యస్య కృపాసింధూభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ వెల్కమ్ టు టుడే శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ సో వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 14 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ ద డిసపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టెక్స్ట్ 2 ప్లీజ్ రిసైట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ వ్యతీతా కథచిన్మాసాస్ వ్యతీతా కథచిన్మాసాస్ తదా నాయత్తతోర్జున తదా నాయత్తతోర్జున తదర్శా ఘోర రూపాని దదర్శా ఘోర రూపాని నిమిత్తాని కురుద్వః నిమిత్తాని కురుద్వః व्यतीता कतचिन्मासास् तदा नायत्ततोऽर्जुन ददर्शा घोररूपाणि निमित्तानि कुरुद्वः. ततोऽर्जुनः तदर्श घोररूपाणि निमित्तानि कुरुद्वः. माताजी नासा तदा नायत्ततोऽर्जुन ददर्श घोररूपाणि निमित्तानि कुरुद्वः. वट् टु वट् ट्रान्स्लेशन्. व्यतीताः आफ्टर् पासिंग् कतिचिन् एफ् यू मासः मन्स् तदा एट् द टैम् न आयात् डिड् नाट् रिटर्न् ततः फ्रम् देर् అర్జున అర్జున దదర్శ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఘోర ఫియర్ఫుల్ రూపాని అపియరెన్సెస్ నిమిత్తాని వేరియస్ కాజెస్ కురుద్వహ మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పాట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేంద్ర స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. A few months passed and Arjuna did not return. Maharaj Yudhishthira then began to observe some inauspicious omens which were fearful in themselves. Harpat. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is ad infinitum, more powerful than the most powerful sun of our experience. Millions and billions of suns are created by him and annihilated by him within his one breathing period. In the material world, the sun is considered to be the source of all productivity and material energy. And only due to the sun can we have the necessities of life. Therefore, during the personal presence of the Lord on the earth, all paraphernalia for our peace and prosperity, especially religion and knowledge, were in full display because of Lord's presence. Just as there is a full flood of light in the presence of the glowing sun, Maharaj Yudhishthira observed some discrepancies in his kingdom, and therefore he became very anxious about Arjuna, who was long absent. And there was also no news about Dwaraka's well-being. He suspected the disappearance of Lord Krishna. Otherwise, there would have been no possibility of fearful omens. Hare Krishna. Somehow or other, I was asked, 5 minutes back, I was sitting like all of you here. I was suddenly told, since the speaker for today is... not come. So I need all of your prayers and blessings to speak few words from today's verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is very interesting chapter. In the previous chapter, we have seen that Vidura, after traveling to all different holy places around India throughout the length and breadth, after visiting all the places, at the end, according to his desire, he also visited Vrindavan. And then he went to Haridwar. There he heard from Maitreya Rishi about various devotees of the past, how they were born, how they grew up, how they studied, how they came home after studying in Gurukul, became the kings of the particular kingdom, married, begot children who are like themselves, and then after ruling for sufficient amount of time, they had taken to Vanaprastha order, gone to forest, performed severe austerities, and went back to Godhead. Some good examples, bad examples, all he heard. Especially having heard the example of King Anga and Prachinabari. One person by his own realization, other person being induced by Narada Muni, voluntarily took up Vanaprastha order and attained perfection. And a person having same situation, Dhritarashtra, his own brother, is not even taken to any such kind of decision. So, worrying about his elder brother, Vidura. Though Maitreya is supposed to speak for long, because Vidura asked so many questions in the third canto, Maitreya barely answered few questions only. Not all are answered. But after hearing these two cases, King Anga and then Prachin Barhi, Vidura immediately requested Maitreya Muni, "My dear sir, thank you very much. Whatever I spoke, that is enough. I have an important duty to perform." He returned home. He spoke very harshly. In the past, Vidura was like a submissive minister. He was suggesting and used to tell that, "Ultimately, you are the king. You are supposed to take decision, whatever decision you want. As a minister, I can only suggest." But now he is no more minister. He has no bondings with respect to Varna and Ashrama. He is indifferent to all Varna duties and Ashrama duties. He is coming just out of compassion to deliver his elder brother. He spoke very harshly, comparing him to be like a dog. "You are eating the food remnants given by Bhima, whom you tried to kill many times by feeding him poison, by burning them alive in the lakh house, and by cheating their royal opulence by gambling game, by insulting their wife by disrobing, and eventually you wanted to kill him by your embrace. And that person feeding you now, you are eating like a dog. How long you want to be attached to this kingly opulence? Get away from this and go to Himalayas, perform austerity to attain perfection." Somehow he tried to give him good sense of understanding what is the important thing in the life. So, Dhritarashtra understood and he went, he quit. But one thing is that Vidura knew about it. When he went to Prabhas, he knew that Lord Krishna departed, all the Yadavas departed. He heard from Uddhava also how Lord Krishna and all the Yadavas departed, everything he heard. But still, he did not say a single word about Lord Krishna's disappearance to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because throughout the tenure when Vidura was there in Hastinapur, he was only observing the miseries of the Pandavas. For the first time, Vidura is seeing Pandavas being happy. He does not want to destroy that happiness. That's why he did not speak about Lord Krishna's disappearance. He stayed for a couple of days and then he took along with him Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, went to Himalayas. And the next morning, understanding that Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Vidura no more seen, Yudhishthira Maharaj was lamenting like anything. Then Narada Muni suddenly appears as if Paramatma inspired him and tells him that, "Do not lament. Enough is enough. Don't think that you are the maintainer of your uncles. Supreme Lord is the maintainer of everyone. Don't worry that if you are not taking care of them, they will not be taken care properly. Lord will take care of them." And he said that they have gone to Himalayas. So then immediately, thinking that Yudhishthira Maharaj might go to Himalayas and bring them back, he tells that you don't have to go. Within 5 days, Dhritarashtra, invoking fire element from within his body, he will burn himself. And Gandhari will enter into that fire. There is no point in going to forest, no point in bringing them back. You just wait for the plan of the Lord. You just follow the will of the Lord. You don't worry. The things that are happening is as per the plan of the Lord. You just follow the plan of the Lord. Telling that, Narada Muni disappears. Immediately, Yudhishthira Maharaj sends Arjuna to Dwaraka, trying to understand what is the plan of the Lord. By the time Arjuna goes to Dwaraka, there was no Dwaraka. As Lord Krishna informed Uddhava, in 7 days, while speaking Uddhava Gita, in Dwaraka itself, Lord Krishna tells to Uddhava, though we are going to Prabhas today, but in 7 days, the entire Dwaraka will be submerged by the ocean. So, as Krishna told, Dwaraka was submerged. There was no one left. Eventually, through Dwaraka, charioteer of Lord Krishna, when the Dwaraka vasis came to know, all the elderly people, like Devaki, Vasudev, and Vasudev's brothers, and their wives, and elderly people, as soon as they heard that Lord Krishna is no more, they simply fell dead. They fell flat and died. No one could sustain their life after hearing the news that Krishna left. All the queens of Yadus and Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, they immediately ran to Prabhas, where they were lamenting, looking at what happened. All the queens entered Sati along with the bodies of their husbands. Lord Krishna's 8 principal queens also entered into Sati, leaving behind the 16,100 queens of Lord Krishna. Almost all the youth fighting among themselves in Prabhas, they left their bodies. All the elderly people hearing the news that Krishna left, they left their bodies in Bed Dwaraka. So like that, no one was there in the Dwaraka. By the time Arjuna went there, it was like a desolate place. No one is there. Everyone kind of. So Arjuna was there and he could not send the information back to Hastinapur. He was there only. He was overseeing the performance of all the final rites of all the deceased relatives of Dwaraka. And by the way, 7 months passed. That is what is mentioned in the today's verse. Since the time Yudhishthira Maharaj sent Arjuna to Dwaraka, and from there he went to Prabhas, and he was overseeing all the activities trying to console the remaining people. In the meantime, 7 months passed. Vatita katchin masas tada naya tato Arjuna. Katchin masa. Few months had passed. The later on, couple of verses later, 7 months is clearly indicated. So, now, this chapter, very soon, it is going to be informed from third verse onwards. As long as Lord Krishna was there on the surface of the earth, his lotus footprints were touching on the surface of the earth. Mother Earth was so jubilant. She was profusely producing all the food grains. Rivers are flowing very opulently. So everything was opulent. Even Bhagavatam 11th canto mentioned that, though Yudhishthira Maharaj ruled for 35 or 36 years only, not more than that, after the Mahabharata battle was over, when Yudhishthira Maharaj became the ruler of the Hastinapur, he just ruled for 36 years. In those 36 years, though it is the fag end of Dwapara Yuga, the entire atmosphere was like that of Satya Yuga. It was so opulent, it was so auspicious, it was so wonderful that no one was experiencing any troubles. Everyone was completely happy from the point of view of their mind and body in all respects. Having witnessed all that kind of opulences, and people were very religious, very dharmic, everyone was kind of fully dedicated to the practice of dharma like Satya Yuga. But now, since the time Lord Krishna departed from the surface of the earth, as Arjuna gone to Dwaraka, as he was overseeing all the final rites of the deceased relatives. so many irreligious events were taking place around. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is observing all those things, and he will be sharing with Bhima. From next verse onwards, the discussion is about Yudhishthira Maharaj. Whatever he observed in the last few months, he will be sharing with Bhima, which he did not witness in the past. Past 36 years, there was no trace of such kind of things. But now suddenly they all came. As Prabhupada indicates that, it is mentioned in the 21st verse, which Prabhupada mentioned the current today's purport only. He suspects that Lord Krishna departed. Because neither Vidura told, nor Narada Muni told, even Arjuna did not send a message to Hastinapur. But he was just out of sixth sense, he was imagining. It is said that, Manya etair mahotpatair. By seeing this maha utpata all around, unexpected irreligious symptoms all around, Manye, I consider, my dear Bhima, Noonam Bhagavata Padai. Noonam Bhagavata Padai. Ananya Purusha Sribir Heena Bhur. Heena Bhur Atasaubhaga. Bhagavat Pada Heena. I think that Mother Earth has become bereft of the touch of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. It seems that Mother Earth lost the good fortune of getting the touch of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. That's why I see all the irreligious symptoms all around. Otherwise, there is no other cause, there is no other reason for all these irreligious symptoms to be observed around. Noonam Bhagavata Padai Heena. Because of that, Bhur Ata Saubhaga. Mother Earth lost its prosperity. Mother Earth lost its brilliance. Everything has become dark. This Prabhupada mentioned the purport saying that Lord Krishna is like the sun. Krishna Surya Sama Mayahoy Andhakar. So as long as Krishna was there, everything was very opulent, very prosperous, very religious. Since Krishna left from the surface of the earth, everything has become irreligious. So Prabhupada quotes, gives the energy of Krishna, he compares with the energy of sun. Among all the things that we come across, the sun's energy is so powerful. So Krishna is also so powerful. When sun is not there in the night time, everything is dark. When Krishna is not there around, everything is dark. So like that, Srila Prabhupada compares in today's purport. So this is about the intermediate story, which was not mentioned in the 13th chapter and 14th chapter, the connection between these two chapters. And while he was discussing all these things, Arjuna comes back and he explains. At the end he tells that, yes brother, whatever you suspected actually true. Our dearmost Lord left us or abandoned us. So like that he will mention in the upcoming verses of this chapter. So this is some points about this chapter. Of course, we will not discuss what is mentioned in the future verses. The future speakers will discuss about it. But few points from this particular story, we will try to connect with other sections of Srimad Bhagavatam. Later on, in the future chapters it comes. After overseeing the final rites of all the Dwarakavasis, Lord Krishna's great grandson, Lord Krishna and Rukmini's son was Pradyumna, Pradyumna's son was Aniruddha, Aniruddha's son was Vajranab. So Arjuna made Vajranab. Of course, Arjuna shifted the remaining Dwarakavasis to Madura. Because now Dwaraka, nothing is left. Entire Dwaraka, the most opulent city, was submerged into the ocean. Whoever remained, the city people, the Yaduvamsha, the main family members of Yadukula are all left their bodies. But other citizens of Dwaraka were there. They were all shifted to Madura. And Vajranab was still small boy only at the time. He was made as the king of Madura. And Arjuna told him, since you are a small boy, you take care of this place and I will take the queens along with me to Hastinapur. They will be under the protection of Yudhishthira Maharaj and Draupadi. We will take care of them. You don't worry. So, as Arjuna was escorting the queens of Lord Krishna, the 16,100 queens who were saved by Lord Krishna from Narakasura or Bhaumasura, who captured them. The 8 principal queens already entered into Sati, they are not there. So, while Krishna was bringing them, suddenly some infidel cowherd boys, they attack on Arjuna. Astonishingly, they defeat Arjuna. They take away those queens. And Arjuna, for the first time, he encountered a defeat. All these days, he was glorified as Gandiva Dari. And that Gandiva did not help him this time. He could not invoke any mantras. He could not invoke any mantra weapons. He was utterly failed. So with complete dejection, he comes to Hastinapur. But while he is coming, he was feeling so dejected. Arjuna has a typical mentality. If something does not happen on his way, immediately lights fire and enters into the fire. He is about to do that. Vyasadeva comes there and tells Arjuna, so my dear Arjuna, don't worry. This is all plan of the Lord. It is Lord who had given you power. It is the Lord who has taken the power from you. And more important than that is, it is the same Lord who had come at the infidel cowherds and defeated you and took the queens away. Queens of Lord Krishna are not touched by any ordinary human beings. They are actually taken by Lord Krishna only. Then Arjuna asks, how is that? Then Vyasadeva tells a story that in the past, the heavenly ladies, at one point of time, Indra invited all the great sages for a satra. In that satra, Ashtavakra Muni also participated. So, some of the heavenly ladies, they served all the sages. They also served Ashtavakra Muni very nicely. Ashtavakra Muni became very much pleased and he blessed them that, may all you become the consorts of the Supreme Lord. So, they are all very happy. So, satra was going on whenever there was opportunity they were serving. But at one point of time, Ashtavakra Muni was walking on the road. So, since the time of his birth, his body has 8 bends in his body, like this. So, when he walks, he goes like this, like this, like this. So, without knowing that, at one point of time as he was walking on the streets, these heavenly ladies who are from the terrace of their building, they saw him from behind. And seeing him walking in a peculiar way, they kind of laughed loudly, which was heard by the sage. And the sage, as part of the moment, he became a little angry. And he turned around and suddenly cursed, saying that, may you be stolen away by the thieves. You will be stolen away by the thieves. That means you will be taken away by somebody. Then the ladies understood that this is same sage whom we served, who actually blessed us. They suddenly came down and fell flat and begged forgiveness and requested, please, please forgive us. We just casually laughed. We did not want to insult you in any way. Something like that. So then Ashtavakra Muni said that, okay, no problem. But what I can do, this is defamation by birth. I cannot do anything and no fault in you also. Even though you are stolen by some thieves, you will be reunited with your husband again. That was again a kind of correction he makes and he goes away. Then those heavenly ladies eventually born as the princess of different kings who were stolen by Narakasura, whom Lord Krishna killed and later on married all of them. And all these queens, now, they are supposed to be stolen by thieves. So Lord Krishna himself assumed the form of thieves and he stole them and took them back to Madura and put them back under the care of Vajranab. Then Arjuna came to Hastinapur, informed all these things to Yudhishthir Maharaj, hearing which Yudhishthir Maharaj says, okay, enough is enough, I am going. He started for north. Following him, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, Draupadi, they all follow. And before leaving, they made Parikshit Maharaj as the next emperor for the Hastinapur. So having they gone to Himalayas, Parikshit Maharaj also wanted to pay a visit to Dwaraka and Madura. He also wanted to know what happened in Dwaraka. Of course, Arjuna told everything, but still, one wants to see personally. So Parikshit Maharaj immediately goes to Dwaraka. Nothing was there. Then he immediately goes to Madura. He meets Vajrana. He meets all the remaining Dwaraka Vasis who are in Madura now. He exchanges pleasantries. Then eventually, both Vajrana and Parikshit Maharaj comes in front of the 16,100 queens of Lord Krishna. They were lamenting bitterly. They requested them, both Vajranabh and Parikshit Maharaj, please tell us something, by doing what you will be pacified. And they said that, since the time of our marriage, we regularly heard from Uddhava about Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, which he had heard from the Vrajavasis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Gopis, Gopas, which he had heard from them when he stayed in Vrindavan for 2 months, being sent by Lord Krishna. The queens used to hear time and again, and they developed a desire to serve Lord Krishna like the way Gopis served Lord Krishna. And they said that, we had that desire, but we don't know whether we served the Lord like that or not. At least we want to visit those pastime places in Vrindavan. We have heard many times from Uddhava. We wanted to pay a visit. Just by visiting those places, we may be pacified by recollecting all the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis. Both Vajranath and Parikshit Maharaj escorts all these queens to Vrindavan, crossing through Yamuna. When they came to Yamuna, Yamuna was flowing jubilantly. The queens were surprised. Oh dear Kalindi, you are also one among the wives of Lord Krishna like us. We are bitterly suffering, but you are flowing jubilantly. What is this? It is against. Then Kalindi said that, so, my dear Sakis, don't worry, it is not like that. As long as we remember the pastimes of Lord Krishna, there is no separation from Lord Krishna. As I know, all of you used to hear from Uddhava. Currently, Uddhava is staying on the bank of Kusum Sarovar. Please go there and request Uddhava to speak the pastimes of Lord Krishna once again, so that your lamentation may be taken away. Hearing those instructions, the 16,100 queens crossing Yamuna, they go to Kusum Sarovar. They pray to Uddhava to come out. Uddhava came out and they requested Uddhava, this is our predicament. Please help us hear the pastimes of Lord Krishna, which you used to tell us previously. As Uddhava about to start the narration, he requested Parikshit Maharaj, my dear Parikshit, please come. So Parikshit comes close to Uddhava. I have a special service for you. He tells, okay, please order me. I am ready to do whatever you say. Since you are the monarch, since the time Lord Krishna departed, Kali attacked the entire earth. Please go and subdue Kali. Then Parikshit says, no, I also want to hear Bhagavatam, which you are going to narrate to the queens. Then Uddhava said that, don't worry, when the right time comes, you are the most qualified person, when the right time comes, the dearmost son of Vyasadev, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, personally will come and speak to you Bhagavatam. But for now, the most important duty for you is to subdue Kali than hearing Bhagavatam. Please do that. While I am narrating to these queens, you go there and do it. So Parikshit Maharaj goes in search of Kali. While he went away, Uddhava speaks the entire Krishna Lila for one complete month, 30 days. At the culmination of Krishna Katha, on the 30th day, Lord Krishna personally manifested ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్. బై ద వే, సిన్స్ ఉద్ధవ దే రిక్వెస్టెడ్ ఉద్ధవ ఇట్ కుసుమ్ సరోవర్, ఉద్ధవ టుక్ దెమ్ అక్రాస్ గోవర్ధన్. కరెంట్లీ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ఇట్ అస్ ఉద్ధవ బైఠక్, దట్ ఇస్ ద ప్లేస్. హీ మేడ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ టు సిట్ అండ్ హీ వాస్ స్పీకింగ్ కృష్ణ కథ టు ఆల్ ద క్వీన్స్. సో ఎట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద వన్ మంత్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ పర్సనల్లీ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో హీ రివీల్డ్ ఆల్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ఉద్ధవ, వజ్రనాభ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద క్వీన్స్. 16,102 వర్ ద ఆడియన్స్ అండ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ రివీలింగ్ ఆల్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. అండ్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ దిస్ ఎంటర్ థింగ్ హ్యాపెండ్, ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ ద క్వీన్స్ డిసపియర్డ్. దే ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు కృష్ణ లీలా, దే అస్యూమ్డ్ ద ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ గోపీస్ అండ్ దే బిగాన్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ వేరియస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ విత్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. దట్ వాజ్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వీన్స్. దే వాంటెడ్ టు సర్వ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ విత్ ద గోపీస్. Now the desire is fulfilled. So they were serving Lord Krishna the way gopis were serving. So Uddhava observed all these things and he was very happy that the queens of Lord Krishna were reunited with Lord Krishna. And eventually Lord Krishna disappeared or entered into Aparakata Leela along with those 16,100 queens who assumed the forms of gopis now. That Leela ended. Afterwards, Vajranabh, in order to keep all these pastimes of Lord Krishna alive for the time immemorial, travel into all those pastime places, constructed temples, installed deities which are representative of those leelas, like Radha Govindji, Radha Madhavji, Radha Shamsundarji, like that, all those deities which we see today, all the pastime places which we see in Vrindavan today, they were all constructed are installed by Vajranabh. So these are like some connecting points with respect to what the verse which we are discussing today. So to this month, especially in Kartik, all over the world, devotees from different corners of the world, they are visiting Vrindavan, visiting all these pastime places, they kind of reuniting with Lord Krishna by meditating upon those wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna in different places, in different rasas. In that way, one gets more and more spiritualized. So, thank you very much. So, some thoughts. I was informed suddenly. So, just whatever I remember, I just shared. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Hare Krishna. One question, Guruji is asking. Already late. One question only.
Hare Krishna. It's a series of you just hear and then answer the question. This Dhritarashtra is offended to devotee. He took to path of renunciation in the form of impersonal meditation. That too only 5 days. Lord say in Gita that Klesho Adhikara Tesha, an impersonal liberation considered hell and temporary by follower of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. How Dhritarashtra got liberation in 5 days and how come devotee like Vidura induced Dhritarashtra to take impersonal liberation? Sri Ishopanishad says avidya is better than so-called vidya. How to understand all these things? And one more question. When Brajavasis left to Golok Vrindavan, before or after Lord Krishna? And the second question.
Brajavasis go to Golok Vrindavan before or after Krishna? All Brajavasis went back to Golok Vrindavan after Krishna killed Shishupal, Dantavakra, Vidurata. Krishna killed Shishupal in Indraprastha. Then Shalva attacked Dwaraka during that time. Krishna immediately left from Indraprastha, came to Dwaraka, killed Shalva. At the same time, Dantavakra was attacking Madhura. Krishna went to Madhura, killed him. After that, he went to Vrindavan. There he spent 2 months in Vrindavan. He married Srimati Radharani, all the gopis, second time. And then he said, we'll go back home. They all boarded the chariot of Krishna. They all went back to Godhead at that time. That was Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. Vasudev Krishna again returned to Madura, then returned to Hastinapur. That was the time Krishna took the vow that while Krishna is doing all these things, their Pandavas were already defeated in the gambling match. So according to his plan, he said that now, whatever I am supposed to do, everything is done. Now my devotees will do the remaining. Then he took Astra Sanyas, the vow of not lifting any weapon. So like that, other things happened afterwards. Second question I will not answer. The first question is, how did Dhritarashtra took to impersonal liberation? There are recently in one class, Bhagavatam class, there was a description about Prayachitta and Pachchatapa. Prayachitta and Pachchatapa. Pachchatapa is repentance. Prayachitta is some corrective measure. Balram Shakti Prabhu was talking about this concept. After witnessing the death of his 100 plus sons, 100 sons through Gandhari, Dhritarashtra had many other sons through many other wives. They were all died. No one left alive. Everyone died. Dhritarashtra went through intense pain for 36 long years. Not one day, 2 days, 1 year through 2 years. Intense repentance he went through. That repentance in one sense kind of removed all his contamination. Then Vidura came and spoke to him very strongly. Then he took to the process of Ashtanga Yoga very seriously. One thing is performing sadhana casually. Other thing is practicing sadhana very seriously, like life and death. Since he had taken it very seriously, realizing that no need to have any attachment to of this world, so he attained Sayujya in 5 days. Of course, he himself did it seriously, and he also had the mercy of both Vyasadev and Vidura. For more details, you can read Mahabharata. In the Mahabharata, Vyasadeva personally comes and he also instructs Dhritarashtra. And with the instructions of both, combined instructions of Vyasadeva and Vidura, he became determined and serious and he attained the Sayujya. It's like that. Upanishad, Ishamunajat, no. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.